I want to take a break from our coverage of the unfolding US election to ask you a pretty important question. Do you have superannuation? And if so, have you checked it lately? Are you making sure you're getting every dollar you're entitled to? Do you know how much is in your super account? Can you tell me off the top of your head? No, don't tell me that. That's private. But you get the idea, because for a lot of Australians, particularly younger Australians, it's a kind of never-never concept, superannuation. And if an employer perhaps falls in arrears or doesn't pay your superannuation as they are legally entitled to, perhaps if you're not paying attention, it might go unnoticed. According to a new report from the Australian Tax Office, Australians are missing out on billions of dollars in lost and unclaimed money, with a significant portion tied up in superannuation accounts. And last financial year, Australian workers missed out on a record $5.2 billion of superannuation that employers failed to pay them. Apparently, there's another $1.4 billion worth of super likely to go unpaid because it's owed by insolvent companies. This really has led to renewed calls from unions, the Greens, and Super Members Council for super to be added to the unpaid wages safety net so that workers' retirement savings don't take a hit when their employer goes bust, but instead are topped up by the taxpayer. What do you think about this? I'd love to hear some personal experience. Have you noticed your super account was a little bit wanting? Did you go after your boss or previous boss and say, where is it? And how easy was it to extract that those funds, especially since you're entitled to that money? 0418226576 is the text line. A couple of people telling me their super is in arrears up to a year. This one says, if the ATO know about employer super contributions and that they are in arrears, why are they not enforcing the rules for employers to contribute with interest? My super is 1 year in arrears, which, depending on how much salary you're on, certainly is substantial. What about you? Tell me about your battles to recover your lost super. 0418226576. Matt Linden is the Executive General Manager of Strategy at the Super Members Council. Welcome to you, Matt.
G'day, good to be with you.
Pretty disturbing to hear these figures from the ATO. We're talking about eye-watering sums, $5.2 billion of super that employers failed to pay. Are you surprised at the scale of this problem?
Unfortunately, not really. It's something that we've been tracking very closely for quite a number of years now. So there is definitely a problem with superannuation not being paid in full and on time for a significant proportion of the workforce. So, you know, by our figures, we estimate around one in four employees are shortchanged by their employer when it comes to their superannuation, an average of $1,800 a year, which is a significant amount of money now. But by the time you get to retirement, that really adds up. When we've done the numbers, being underpaid your superannuation could cost you as much as $30,000 by the time that you retire.
I know a key driver of unpaid super is outdated payment systems that allow super to be paid once a quarter. How does that work exactly? How could that system be improved?
Yeah, so the super systems are well over 30 years old now, and back when it was introduced, the laws, when they were designed, only required employers to pay employee superannuation each quarter, so that's only four times a year. Now, that might have been okay back 30 years ago when, you know, many employers were maybe still running their businesses out of shoeboxes and receipts and manual systems. But even the smallest employers these days have apps for their invoicing and for payroll purposes. So there's really no excuse now to have, poor administrative systems like that. The government has announced that from July 2026, we'll move to a system of payday super. So employers will be legally required to pay that money into employee super account on payday.
You say legally obliged to. I mean, they are already legally obliged to. When we hear stories like one of my listeners who says that their super is in arrears of 1 year, the question there is really, what penalties are there for employers who don't pay super to their employees?
Yeah, I mean, look, that really is not good enough, and it is an entitlement. It's a guarantee after all. But the problem is the system. So the ATO at the moment, because it can go 3 or 4 months between payments, it takes some time for it to be picked up. And I think, you know, at the moment the ATO's got one hand behind its back in terms of having visibility around these payments. So those changes to Payday Super will mean they get that information in real time and can step in much sooner. The penalties at the moment are very significant for employers if they don't meet their legal obligations. They may have to pay up to a 200% penalty, so twice the amount of superannuation, which is not paid to employees. So there are significant penalties at the moment. Perhaps the ATO, though, hasn't been as rigorous as applying those penalties as it should have. This latest annual report from the ATO, though, does seem to suggest that they're stepping up their game, but not at the level which is needed to get on top of this problem.
There is another dimension to this. Don't get me wrong, I think super not being paid into employees' accounts is the kind of priority issue here. But it's also the employers who suffer. Unpaid super would create an unfair playing field for business, small, medium, large, with employers who pay their workers' entitlements on time, undercut by those who don't. So the system is unfair. It can be unfair for both sides here.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's actually bad for everyone. We've done a lot of work with employers, and those which you know, play by the rules, pay on time, they have good cash flow management. They understandably are at a competitive disadvantage when you've got other employers who are not paying their employees superannuation. They can undercut them by, 11.5%, which is what the super rate is today, heading to 12% next year. So it is really important. Some of these changes which we've talked about are important not just for employees and their future retirements. It's also really important for employers too, so there's a level playing field and they're not being undercut by businesses which are, acting in unlawful ways.
24 minutes past four, ABC Radio National Drive. We're hearing from Matt Linden, who's from the Super Members Council. We're talking about how to stay on top of your super and these new figures from the ATO suggesting there's something to the tune of $5.2 billion of superannuation which employers failed to pay out. So how does the Australian Tax Office handle all this unclaimed super? As someone on the text line says, do the penalties get paid to the worker or fines for the government?
Yeah, so usually part of the penalty is to compensate employees for the lost earnings. So that does certainly get paid back to the workers who are shortchanged. The trouble at the moment, though, is, the strike rate and the capacity of the ATO to detect unpaid super and then get that money and return it back to employees is very low, only around 13.5 cents in the dollar at the moment for each dollar of unpaid superannuation is finding its way back to employee super accounts. So, it is really important. Those changes which I referred to earlier around Payday Super are so important for getting on top of this problem and ensuring there's much clearer visibility, not just for the ATO, but also to all your listeners who at the moment may have a lot of difficulty reconciling what's on their pay slip with what is being paid into their super account because they don't match up. There's a lot of employers at the moment who do pay more frequently and pay on every payday, and that makes things much, much easier, but there's still a significant proportion who don't, and it actually makes it really difficult to check to make sure that you're getting enough.
As Des on the text line asks, how do you get an insolvent business who haven't paid super to pay 200% to catch up? I mean, this is obviously a difficult situation which may require legal representation, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it is. Often it is too late by the time a business is insolvent and it's got a range of creditors. I think you mentioned in your intro at the moment, the government does have a safety net scheme, the Fair Entitlements Guarantee, which is meant to be in place to be a safety net for people whose employment entitlements, accrued employment entitlements, are lost if a business goes under. At the moment, superannuation is the only entitlement which is missing from the list of employment benefits, accrued employment benefits, which are covered under that scheme. So we do think that a change to the law in respect to the Fair Entitlements Guarantee is warranted. We think too that, you know, if the government has these protections in place and the safety net, which it has at the moment for accrued leave and wages, then it perhaps will be more on top of its game when it comes to ensuring that people are getting their correct super entitlements in the first place.
We'll have to leave it there. Matt Linden is the Executive General Manager of Strategy at the Super Members Council. Appreciate your time. Nice to talk to you.
Terrific. Thanks very much.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.